This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's job market picked up last month following a lackluster January. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports on the latest numbers from the state labor department.
Colorado added more than 6,000 jobs in February, compared to losing 700 the month before. Economists are watching the job market for signs of an economic downturn. Cracks are emerging, especially in technology and financial services. State economist Ryan Gedney says the likelihood of a recession is rising.
The probabilities are higher than they were, say, a year or so ago.
For now, the overall job market is stable. Leisure and hospitality added the most jobs in February. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The head of Denver International Airport has taken himself out of consideration to lead the Federal Aviation Administration. Phil Washington's confirmation was opposed by Republicans in the Senate. They called Washington unqualified and said his experience in aviation was insufficient. Before running Denver's airport, Washington led ground transportation systems in Denver and Los Angeles. If he had been confirmed, Washington would have been the first black person to serve in a permanent position as FAA administrator. Bus service is now running between Pueblo and Trinidad. KRCC Shauna Lewis reports on the Mustang's new route.
The new bus route is an expansion of the Outrider service from the Colorado Department of Transportation. Outrider connects smaller communities around the state, like Lamar and Alamosa, with each other and larger cities. The new route is slated to take nearly 2 hours with stops in Colorado City, Walsenburg, and Aguilar. It'll cost $15 to travel from Pueblo to Trinidad, but through April 30th, it's free. In Pueblo, I'm Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
We will go to Mississippi in this next part of Morning Edition to survey the wreckage and hear about the earliest cleanup efforts after a tornado ripped up part of that state. Colorado weather has some snow today, then it's mostly sunny tomorrow. Around Denver, highs today in the 30s, then into the 50s on Tuesday. This is CPR News.